as it hit your foot, did you know it at the end?
Yeah, it came off pretty clean. You know, good rotation, and you know, honestly, I didn't even know that all the time ran off the clock. I still thought, hey, well, we got to kick off and squib this. That's what I was just kind of like. And by the time, you know, guys like Zach Streif and whatnot, you know, got out of my field of vision, that way I could see the the clock, you know. Great feeling, to share this with, my teammates and about to go share this. This is my second game that my parents were at this year, so it's always great seeing them. And, you know, they picked a good one to come in on.
After you hit the field goal prior to the game winner, did you have a feeling you'd be called upon again?
Absolutely. I walked off, and the first thing I told Justin Drescher was, hey, we're going to be up again. And, you know, sure enough happens. Here we are.
The up and down life of a kicker, can you help put it into some kind of sense that we can understand?
Well, imagine you're on a roller coaster ride. I remember flashback. It was at Texas Flags growing up. Everything goes forward. It's really fun. And then you got to do the whole thing backwards again. Do that about 10 times and get off. And that's honestly, I think any kicker's career, they can be viewed as a roller coaster ride. But, being thick-skinned and strong-willed and honestly just believing in yourself is, it truly is just one of those things. And it's going to help me, just do what I can and, for this team and help us win.
Do you even remember coming off the field into this locker room after you hit a kick like that?
can't really think of anything. It's just kind of a blur.